And also, the times for youth have changed tonight. Meet here 5:45 if you have tickets to the, well, I don't know who has tickets, but anyway, the youth's going to a concert up in Sedalia tonight. So be here at 5:45 if you want to go to that. That would be great. Now, I'm excited about something, and we couldn't get the video up today, but Dave Ramsey, anybody heard of Dave Ramsey? He's doing a nationwide conference call, essentially, and it's going to be on April 23rd at 7 o'clock. We're going to have it right here. We're going to show it right there on the screen. It's going to be like he's in the room, except he's two-dimensional. But so anyway, it is called Town Hall for Hope, and it is a way to help us in our finances here at home. And Dave is a very hope-filled man when it comes to finances and such. Praise God, I think I need to stand up here, because if I can only see the top of some of your heads, I'm sure, well, I feel sorry for you. But anyway, so Town Hall for Hope, Dave Ramsey, April 23rd, 7 p.m. Make sure that you come, because we're going to have, in August-September time frame, we're going to have a Financial Peace University here at this church as well, and we want as many people in this community to be involved in that, just to help everyone out in their finances. Now, I have to say, look at this worship space. Isn't that awesome? Anyone, we had a Monday-Thursday service, which we had all 12 disciples up here, and Jesus and a bunch of other folks. We had Good Friday service. We had all different decorations each night. And I want everyone who helped either decorate or was on the drama team or the praise team to stand up so we can all be, yeah. There's folks out there in the entryway as well. I just want to say thank you to every single one of you. You have done awesome. Also, our fellowship team has goodies out there in the entryway. Please make sure you make good use of those, because guess who will eat them if you don't? And I also want to recognize Deanna and Sharon. They have done so much in organizing everything that we have done this last Holy Week, the master plan behind all the details, if you know what I mean. And I just want to thank them for their God-given gifts and their ability to use those gifts and willingness to do that. Yeah. And finally, I don't know if anyone noticed, but the living cross that is in the entryway. Anybody see that? Ted and Teresa Gatliff, thank you so much for that gift. I would suggest that if your family is, well, even if your family isn't here, if it's just you and your spouse, whatever, take a picture in front of that beautiful living cross where life comes out of something that stood for death for so long, and we give God praise for that. Finally, Tai Chi, Saturday, April 18th. It's actually at 9 o'clock instead of 10 o'clock. Please make sure you make that note, 9 instead of 10. Are you ready for an awesome worship service today? Oh, now, I don't think you're too sure. I heard the people on the radio yelling louder than that. Matter of fact, I think there's someone in Iraq from the internet listening to us that I could hear clear over here. All right, are you ready for an awesome worship service today?
Yeah.
Awesome, I like that. All right, please remain seated as we have a special for you at this time. Gracious God, you are truly awesome. And I am so excited, Lord, I'm kind of losing myself up here. And I just give you thanks and praise for that joy that's in my heart. And I ask, Lord, that as we worship today, that other hearts in this place will be filled with your joy and your presence. Dear God, we know that you are here. We believe that you are here, but we want to be deliberate in asking for your presence. And we ask in Jesus' name for your anointing to be upon us, God. Anoint us in such a way that all evil and negative thoughts run from this place, Lord, as we celebrate your Son's resurrection. Thank you, God, for this day. Make us one with each other and one with you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.